there we go. All right, I thought that might be kind of high. Oh, excuse me. There. There you have it.
Maybe.
All right, WineCellarMedia.com, Phoenix and William. It is White on White Wednesday, White on White Crime. Got a couple of other headlines, whatnot, and what have you to get to and get through. And we'll be flashing this a few times. You want to flash the book. That is, right? What is that one? The one taken from the Sea of the Stars. The one taken from the Sea of Stars. That's Shermeeker Mason's book, the Black Girl with Glasses program. It showed up in the mail today. I only order things off Amazon that I know will fit in the mailbox because, you know what? It's not my neighbors. It's the poverty they're subjected to. Hey.
For some of them, I think it's just the neighbors.
Well, yeah, meth head. We don't know his name. We don't know his name.
Oh, it's, Billy.
Oh, fuck me. His name is Billy.
Well, actually, it's William, but they call him Billy or Bill.
Oh, fuck off. His name is Bill. Mm-hmm. He hasn't... Yeah, he's too skinny to be a Bill.
That's why they call him Billy.
Yeah, he has to be Billy. He can't be a Bill. He's too damn... I'm actually going to say scrawny. I don't even say that word. I don't even sound right. I haven't got enough practice. I don't know how to say scrawny. I don't know how to... Bill?
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. All right. I didn't want to know that. All right. So, yeah. Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. I got some bad shit lined up for you. But Phoenix Leader has the white-on-white crime lined up for you.
Yeah.
So, of course, you have to get to the some sort of extended trigger warning. And then we get to the program. And this one is going to be split. All right? There's going to be a cut in the program. And then we're going to come back with a second half of the program. Because I still want the break where I have those, like, prison radio clips. Mm-hmm. And Jim Hightower and shit. But it's weird incorporating them into the video. So now I'm just going to start splitting the video in two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. So the video will be like double episodes while the podcast audio will just play straight through. Yeah, come around my way. Yeah. Come around my way.
We sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit.
It's the extended trigger warning to open up the program. Can you dig it?
Cooling at a party, no better than disco. Head filling metal from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To crush your fry, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off of me. Because you do do. You're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're nipping foul MCs. You know who you are, on the bandwagon YZ, cause you a star. This is a year, when the joke is wild, when the fact can hack it, and try to bite your style. Like get hip to the scheme, before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. Because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
All right. Man, Father Teresa's Wine Cellar in the Black Podcast. Phoenix leader William J. Jackson. Lisa Loco still down. Fallon Matthew. FallonKitty.com still down. Rashani Loco's around. Michael Wright and Kimberly Nicole going to relaunch their program. And for the folks on the Facebook land, like, I've actually never thought to ask this before. When I play the opening trigger warning deal, is that coming through? Is that audio coming through? Or, like, do folks just already know it's playing, so they're like, sit through it, they're playing their fucking thing? Like, is that audio playing through? Alright, let me know, Facebook folks in the Facebook comment session. Raymond Loco said, fuck yeah. Jess Loco said, yes it is. Alright, and Jesus Christ, let's go right after the goddamn shit, right? I was looking for
so are we doing, like, the serious stuff first, and then the second podcast is going to be White on White Crime?
Oh, no, you can mix it in. You can mix it in, Miss Man.
Match. Mix
yeah.
Match.
Yeah, you gosh
like
diddly darn.
Two.
I was looking for the folks at Lavender Magazine, Lavender Media, the big gay news clips.
Yeah.
They haven't updated their shit since June 27th. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, they just, we chill. We chill when we go into July. Like, they just, they relaxed on me.
They're on vacation.
How would you pronounce this person's name?
Ava?
Okay. Ava LaRae Barron? A 17-year-old individual, the youngest transgender kid, really, murdered that we know of so far in 2017, right? Alright, moving on down. This is put up by Samantha Allen for the Daily Beast is where I pulled this one. There were several outlets running this story. So the past Sunday morning in Athens, Georgia, 17-year-old girl named Ava LaRae Barron, maybe, became the 14th transgender person that we know of reported to be killed this year. All right, now her murder is the latest in a crisis of violence that continues to predominantly affect Black transgender women. Houston-based transgender blogger and advocate Monica Roberts was the first to report that a shooting victim described using male pronouns in Monday reports by the Athens Banner-Herald and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Names for newspapers are these. Was, in fact, Ava LaRae Barron. As Monica Roberts noted in her initial post, Barron is now the youngest transgender person to be murdered this year. Fact we know of. The next youngest was an 18-year-old Black transgender woman named,
Aquarius.
Jaquarius Holland, who was shot in the head in Monroe, Louisiana. I thought that was Florida. There's so many.
Oh, no. Hold on. So Monica Roberts was the first to report and used male pronouns, yet in the same post noted that this was a trans woman. That's, like, shitty, yo.
No, wait a second, let's run that back. Houston-based transgender blogger and advocate Monica Roberts was the first to report that a shooting victim described using male pronouns in Monday's report was Ava LaRae. So basically, Monica Roberts was the first person to gender her right while the other folks were misgendering her. The Athens Banner and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution were misgendering, and Monica Roberts fixed it.
And that's why there's only, what, 14?
Yeah, that's why there's only 14. Shitting me? Just 14? Really? Nigga. Alright, this is a quote. What saddens and infuriates us as an organization that seeks to represent and empower black trans women is that Aver was just 17 years old and hadn't even had a chance to follow her dreams yet. The organization, Black Trans Women Inc., for which Roberts serves as media chair, wrote in a statement. Now, according to the Journal Constitution, police said that Barron, now they're spelling B-A-R-R-O-N, so now I'm saying Barron, was fatally shot in the chest during a Sunday morning altercation between the transgender girl and a 21-year-old Jalen Breton Brown in the parking lot of an Athens apartment building. I want to know the... See, they say... What's that word? Altercation? That makes it sound like both parties right. are equally... You know, involved. Am I going to use the word antagonistic or some shit yes. like that?
I don't know. I believe the technical term is mutual combatants.
Like, whoo! Oh, fuck that. Fuck that language. Because I'm just looking at the numbers. I see a 21-year-old young man and a 17-year-old kid. Like, 4 years apart doesn't seem like that much of a part when you're 43 and 47. When you're 17 and 21, you see it gets bigger. Just by the percentage of your life that 4 years is. Mm. Like, a 21-year-old is significantly older than a 17-year-old. And that's Jalen Breton Brown. Now, the Journal Constitution further reported that Brown claimed self-defense while Barron was taken to the hospital where she died. Well, ain't that a motherfucker. Brown was charged with murder. A spokesman for the Athens-Clark County Police did not immediately return the Daily Beast call for further comment on the shooting. Mm-hmm. Now, Roberts, who is frequently the first to correctly identify the gender of transgender murder victims, told the Daily Beast in a phone interview that she has been relaying and amplifying these stories for the last 5 to 10 years now. There are, this is a quote from Roberts, there are certain things that I pick up on when I hear about these cases, she said, Facebook chatter will sometimes clue me in on, clue me in when there's a trans murder, and then, if I have the location, I can start investigating local news sources to see if they've confirmed the incident, end quote. Now, even though the local news outlets frequently misgender transgender victims of homicide, Roberts is searching. Roberts searching often leads her to Facebook pages like Ava LaRae Barron's, where she can confirm their identities. Now, think about that shit with Facebook on that fucking. You gotta use your ID card and have your real name. Shit, that would be like systemically hiding. How many, like, you know, just the low number that we know of now, imagine that being decreased because Facebook pretends to have ethics and shit.
Yeah, well, we actually, in a lot of, I've seen in sex worker groups, that's a thing where you have, like, one person who actually knows your real name in case you get hit with the name policy so that should something happen to you, people know at least what social media accounts to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. And I dropped the link in the broadcast, and 28-year-old Ebony Morgan, as we know of, 15th transgender black woman murdered in America this year. That's coming off of newnownext.com. Police in Lynchburg, Virginia, are investigating the murder of a 28-year-old trans woman after she was reportedly shot multiple times on Sunday. Officers discovered Ebony Morgan's body at 1 in the a.m. on Sunday morning after responding to a residence for reports of malicious wounding. She was rushed to Lynchburg General Hospital, where she was pronounced dead as a result of her injuries. The Louisiana Police Department on Monday named Kenneth Allen Kelly Jr., a 22-year-old individual, as a person of interest in the ongoing investigation of Morgan's death. Murder. officers are currently on the lookout for the... excuse me. I scrolled faster than I read. I fucked up, yo. Where did I...
Right there.
Okay, yeah, so they are they're aware of Morgan's transgender identity. Lynchburg Police Sergeant Brian Williams, ironically named, that is not the guy from Cash Money Records and not the
reporter.
And not the reporter
who
on
lies
the news.
And got a job again
with MSNBC. Brian Williams told the news in advance that there was no evidence as of yet to suggest the shooting was a hate crime. He added that police are investigating all possible motives and will pursue any and all leads. The Lynchburg Diversity Center and its Transgender Alliance Division have spoken with Morgan's family and provided extra emotional and psychological support for the local trans community. Gonna go ahead and drop the link to this one also in the Facebook Live. For folks that check out the podcast, the Facebook Live videos, you can find them on the Facebooks at William J. Jackson, or type in facebook.com/winecellarpodcast, and that'll get you to the old William J. Jackson page there, and you can get yourself involved in some pretty fly shit. Sex worker clinic in Cape Town, right? These folks are saying it is a milestone. I have the glaucoma. I gotta widen that out. I've been straining myself so far this episode. A keenly anticipated clinic for sex workers opened over the weekend to offer much needed health services to them. The Sim Van Dyke Clinic, that's Sim C-Y-M Van Dyke V-A-N-D-Y-K-E, clinic and observatory, hopes to make a contribution to getting 20 million people on to HIV treatment by 2020.
Somewhere Mike Pence is angrily frowning at this article.
Or he's just making the Mike Pence face. Like, that motherfucker can't smile. Like, he can't. You know he can't. Like, he has, like, robotics and shit, and there were a remote in his pocket to kind of move his face that way when instructed to smile. Telling you. Telling you, man. Alright, so the clinic is the result of a partnership between the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force, SWET. Remember, we covered them recently.
Yes.
And the, and the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, I have not covered them before, AHF, in South Africa. It will be open to the general public. The clinic will be offering services such as drug counseling, HIV, TB, STI, and pregnancy testing, cervical cancer screening, access to condoms, and lubricants. Now, when the clinic was first mooted last month, is that the vernacular where they wrote? All right, so apparently they moot things out there. And mooted last month, Hillary Tulare, the county program. Yeah, you could tell because they spell program with an E at the end and all this weird shitty. People, well, they don't know how to do words like Americans can. We talk good.
South Africans sound like a cross between British and Australians.
No, so they sound like they're oppressors and they're other oppressors.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you say? Now, that it was mooted. Now, Hillary Tulare is the county program director of the AHF South Africa. That's the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And she said that although there have been a more supportive stance from government, the struggle continues to ensure treatment is available to all South Africans. The opening of the clinic is considered a milestone, as sex work is still criminalized in South Africa, and many workers find themselves unable to receive adequate support. The clinic aims to protect and empower sex workers through the services offered, giving them a safe, non-judgmental space for them to turn to. Nice. Larissa Klazinga, who was the regional advocacy and policy manager for AHS, that's AIDS Healthcare Foundation, said her organization plans to also use mobile clinics to take its services to rural communities. Nice. The clinic was named in memory of CYM Sim Van Dyke, a transgender sex worker activist. He was involved with the... I don't know if they're... Was this a trans man, or are they misgendering in the very next sentence? I don't know. But they wrote, he was involved with SWET from the beginning as an advocate for their mission, which fights for the rights of sex workers. I'll go ahead and drop that also in the shit.
Someone in the comments said British spelling bees are the shit. Yeah, no. No, I can't spell words British-like.
British spelling bees are the shit.
No, they're not. No. Nobody likes those.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Even British people don't fucking like them.
Even British people don't fucking like them.
Yeah, true story.
All right, just making sure my decibels are proper, right, and good. Yes. Okay. Now, where do we go with this shit? All right.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I got some headlines for y'all.
Motherfuckers, you put them in the notes group?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Aw, yeah.
Right, and I thought maybe I don't know if we'll have time to get to the, I mean, we did a whole episode on revenge porn, yes. So maybe I should just repost that audio, which, matter of fact, I probably have the high-definition recording, so I could just re-upload it in high-definition instead of the telephone audio, like what we had at the time we put that episode up. Because, I mean, like, I don't know shit about the Kardashians and all these folks. I don't know about these people, but I know that people are saying revenge porn, and just off scratch, like, there's no such thing as revenge porn. It's not revenge. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's a first strike. That is, in and of itself, a public attack. That's an attempt at getting someone shamed and ostracized, quite frankly. Like, that's an attempt at causing someone financial harm, mm-hmm. right? Because, like, how are you gonna, you know, like, there's gonna be jobs that are gonna be like, fuck, no, you can't be here when you got that shit out there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that, yeah, that's an attack. That's not revenge. Course, that's, like, not self-defense.
And then, of course, just, like, the personal humiliation factor of it, too, because now you know that there's gonna be a bunch of, like, why are you so ugly? You have cellulite. You're fat. You have stretch marks. Like, all these unsolicited comments about, you know, especially when it's a woman, about a woman's body, of like, we saw you naked, and now we get to talk about that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, with the,
like, and like, so like, basically, at this point, like, when somebody puts out revenge porn, when somebody puts your nudes out there without your consent, basically what just happened is you will forever be enshrined as a meme on Reddit and 4chan of people making fun of your body until you die. And probably then after.
Yeah, like any offspring you have, like doesn't she have offspring?
Yeah, she has two.
Yeah, so like other kids are gonna bring that shit to school to her kids and be like, haha, this is your mom. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and then when those kids have kids, they're gonna be like, this is your grandma. Your grandma's a whatever is the new word for slut, thought, yeah. whatever it's gonna be in fucking 2052. You know, like, they like it, and just fucking continue on, because oppression is cool, kids.
Oppression is cool, kids.
It's jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers. All right, so it's,
Oh, you want to do that one?
White on white crime. I clicked on the first one. I went straight to the top. What's with this guy's face? let me share this guy's face to the, What is that? Why is he showing up looking like this to me? Just the way he shapes his beard, that just screams fucking older guy that is desperate to be cool again.
Oh, wait till you read what he did.
Oh, fuck me, man. Alright. Let's see what the fuck Mr. Cool Man did. So, woo! Tiny text. Alright, there we go. I got the glaucoma, people. Now, a father has told of the extraordinary steps he took to protect his daughter from a gang member by joining the gang himself. What the fuck is happening?
Why did they say he had John Travolta reject?
Niggas who said that? Ma'am. That's Josephine Loco in the chat space. Like, I understand. People want to read books, you know, get some good ideas, some knowledge. Don't take the keep your enemies closer thing that fucking serious, man. Like, Jesus Christ. That's like how, like, Bone Thugs read The Art of War and named their album that, but then still lost a battle to Twista. Sun Tzu can't tell you how to win rap battles.
Oh, man.
Sun Tzu can't tell you how to be in biker gangs or whatever the fuck this guy's doing. Is he gonna start doing meth, too? What is happening? All right, I haven't got past the first sentence. Jesus Christ. Stephen Patman. Fuck you. In your name. Stephen Patman.
Oh, yes, we got your book. It came today. Tamika's
yes, ma'am.
In
oh, she could see it?
Yeah.
You dadgummit right. Yeah, we're flashing it all up in the screen, letting niggas know what time it is. I like that it fits snugly in my mailbox. Nobody could take my shit. All right? Like Billy. Fucking motherfucker. That guy. So Stephen Pittman was living
Assman.
In... Patman. That's right. I'm looking right at the A and I want to say Pittman. Stephen Pittman was living an ordinary life in suburbia when he learned that whoever wrote this, they've got a bit of stank on it, I believe. It was living an ordinary life in suburbia when he learned that his daughter Chloe, how generic, Chloe, who was then 19 years old, had begun a relationship with ACT Rebels president Al Bilal. Ali Bilal or Al?
Ali Bilal.
And they're ACT Rebels and he's the president.
Yes.
Gangs don't have presidents. Gangs don't have presidents.
This one does. They do it different in Australia, yo.
In Australia? So what, like, in Canada, is it the prime minister? Like, who the fuck is... I'm the prime minister of this set, cuz...
I don't know, I don't even know what gangs in Australia would do. Like, do they go out and fight koala bears and punch kangaroos and shit? Like, what the fuck are they even doing?
Kangaroo, beat your ass! You better not try to punch a kangaroo. Little Joey will hop out the sack and kick you in your kneecap,
fucking
boy.
Koalas are vicious as shit. A koala will beat your ass.
Yo, don't koalas have, like, them wickedly press-on joints?
They do, and they are, like, I will show you at some point, like, a video of koalas fighting. Like, they look fucking cute, but when they get mad, like, nah.
And don't they have that real ugly voice? Like, they kind of sound like Jadakiss with a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be wild. Basic-ass family went rogue on the press.
Oh, Shamika.
Oh, Al had a shitty day. A shitty fucking day. I wonder if it was a day where capitalism, sexism, misogynoir, and all the others existed. It may have been one of those days.
It may have been one of those days.
Or it may have been a day when Stephen Pittman had to save his daughter by taking on the president of the ACT Rebels. He tried to get Chloe to leave Bilal for 2 years before he, along with his son Chris, joined the gang themselves. How bored are you? And you know what? Because we're in suburbia.
Yes.
And I tell you, like, every time we're fucking out riding, you know, doing errands and whatnot, mm-hmm. and I see one of these fuckers on a little motorcycles, I'm like, that motherfucker's faking it. Like, you know, whatever his fucking house he pulls up to, he has to take his boots off before he walks in that motherfucker.
Right.
He is wearing a costume. And now Steven has joined Bilal, Ali Bilal to be exact. In a costume. This is a quote from Patman. He said, I found myself in situations where I wondered, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
A gang, nigga. You got yourself into a gang.
A gang. In suburbia. Which is really a club.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, man, so,
You have to read his quotes in an Australian accent. He's Australian.
I can't... I don't know how to do theirs, and I've been watching Wentworth. I've been watching Wentworth, and I can't... And there's a character named William Jackson in Wentworth for some reason, because people like fucking with me.
Of course they do.
Hell, I have a friend request from an elderly white man named William J. Jackson, and I took a screenshot, and I just look at it every once in a while, like, what motivated was... Did he think I was fake, or... I don't know what's happening. And so
maybe he's a Bernie bro.
That would be pretty neat. Yes. Fucking. He continues. He said, I could either do nothing and just watch her end up where? How creative can your mind be? Where does she end up?
What the fuck does that even mean?
I want to know the credentials of this gang. Like, I just.
What's it called?
The ACT Rebels.
ACT Rebels. All right.
And look up their president, Ali Bilal. Don't leave him out. fucking, he said, I could just join them and get this man close, and that's exactly what I did. Pittman and his son managed to last 3 years until gang life became too much. too much. Couldn't keep the handlebars straight. Couldn't find your Allen wrench, huh? Oh, that life on that motorcycle gang.
Oh my god.
You found him? She found the ACT Rebels. Oh, what are they on? Wikipedia?
Yeah. It is a motorcycle, outlaw motorcycle club.
Uh-huh.
Outlaw.
Club. See, I told you it was a club.
In Australia with... The hell's Angels identify as a club, too? Like, that's not... with around 70 chapters and a little over 2,000 members, making it the largest club in the country. It was founded by Clint Jacks in 1969 and originally named the Confederates. Their insignia is a Confederate flag with a cap wearing... Why? If people in Australia using Confederate flags, what the fuck is happening? Okay, so it's a Confederate flag with a cap-wearing skull and a 1% patch in the center. The Australian government and law enforcement consider the rebels to be a criminal organization, but the club claims to be a group of enthusiasts rather than gangsters. The national president is currently Alex Vella. I guess he's not the president anymore.
No, he lost out to because Ali Bilal ran a strong campaign. You know, Ali Bilal was a true populist.
I don't know. Let's take a second. Let's see if we can.
Yeah, I think your smart device shows up pretty darn well on there.
There you go.
Yeah, see? Bing, bang, blam. Yep. So, fucking Ali Bilal. So, that's just completely and utterly fantastic. I want to do another one before I get back to my bad news. And again, I'm not even going to fucking read your headline. I'm just clicking. I'm damn near like close my eyes and click.
I don't think that one's happy. That one is happy. Maybe.
That one is happy. It says news for Jax. It's Jacksonville.
I know.
Grandmother gives chase. Citizens hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of raggedy ass grandkids letting grandma chase people? You better get your ass up and chase after them. Police say, man. Oh, shit. She was chasing to save the boys.
Yeah. She was saving her grandkids.
Oh, shit. All right, fucking grandma representing on the set, nigga. Thanks to... That's probably not how you're supposed to... I'm never going to get a real news job.
This is real news. We're doing news right now. It's just not corporate sponsored and funded.
Yeah. I don't talk right. So, of course, Jacksonville, of course. Where it all goes down.
Basically.
Where New Yorkers think people are a little too extreme. Thanks to the quick action of the grandmother of 2 9-year-old boys, some concerned citizens, a man who tried to abduct the children from the Riverside Yard Monday night, is in police custody, according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Police said the woman looked out the window of her Spruce Street home about 8 p.m. and saw the boys using a shovel and a chain to fight off damn, there's some gangsta-ass little boys. Grandma raised them right. Yo, fuck the parents, yo. Grandma got it. Let her raise the kids. Shit, I want her to re-raise me. I want to know some shit. I want to know how to fight off people with a shovel and a chain. Jesus Christ, that's fantastic. Now, quote from Shirley Jones, the grandmother. She said, "Now my grandson said he tried to put him in the car, so he grabbed a shovel." That's all right, baby. Now, the man got in the car and sped away with Jones in pursuit in her pick-em-up truck. And she asked a homeless man to get in and help. God damn! That's the community, nigga. Not me. Us. Nigga.
I can't. So you look out the window, you see two little boys fighting a grown-ass man with a shovel. He gets them chain. In the car and takes off. You get in your pickup truck and you stop to be like, "Hey, homeless Bob, get in the truck with me," and chase them down and whoop his ass. What? This is so fucking Florida.
I'm feeling it. I'm fucking feeling it, man. I left this place for you.
Oh, as if all the stories are this good. This one is at least, like, happy because she saved the kids. Man. The rest of them were just fucking trash.
The suspect struck a couple of vehicles while driving about 1 mile before pulling into a Shell gas station at the corner of Margaret and Post Streets and going inside. Is that how you escape going inside a closed off building that doesn't have a back door?
Yes.
This was the big plan.
Yes.
Damn, nigga.
This is the same nigga who got out the car and tried to take some kids. They tried to beat his ass with a shovel and a chain. You're like, nah, still, these are the two. These are the ones I'm taking. Damn. So, I mean, come on.
Nine-year-olds. We have a nine-year-old. We are slacking.
Yeah.
We are fucking slacking.
I don't think he would ever fight anybody with a chain.
We got a shovel, man. We got to get him started.
Yeah, we do have a shovel.
Yeah. And with his height, I mean, he's probably stronger than he knows and he doesn't apply it. I don't know. Well, no, he's weak. He is.
He's weak, but he has more strength than kids his age just because he's bigger.
Yeah, he is. He's like, a big motherfucker.
He's fucking huge.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Police Information Officer, Melissa Bejuda. Right? That's Bejuda?
Bujeda.
Yeah, it's that too. She said that citizens kept the man from leaving the store until police arrived. Not me, us. Damn.
It takes a village.
And the man was taken into custody without incident. He's white. Quote, "We're thankful there's not kids missing," Bujeda said, how I pronounce it myself. "Thanks to good citizens of Jacksonville, our children are safe tonight." Now, police were not sure if the man had any sort of weapon, but the case was still under investigation, and asked if the man was intoxicated. Bujeda, how I pronounce it, said the man's faculties weren't right. That is so fucking, that is professional country. His faculties weren't right. I like it.
I think that boy has no medulla oblongata.
And Jones said the man who she'd seen, that she'd never seen before, appeared drunk. I don't think he even realized he did what he did. Damn, he looked that faded. You know what they say? He did crash into a couple of fucking cars, and his big escape route was to go inside a building that doesn't have a back door. Fucking... and closing out, last quote from a grandmother, "I'm just thanking God my grandbabies are home, and thanks to everyone that had a part in helping me." I bet that homeless dude got a fucking proper ass plate of food that evening.
Yes.
Damn, that was dope shit. More comments posted up in the joint. Said, "Watch Cleaverman instead for a proper accent." Cleaverman? Is that on the Netflix or the Hulu? And homie loco Josephine said, did he have to get jumped in, or was there like an application for the motorcycle gang?
Oh, well.
I mean, they have a president, so you probably just have to like you have to join the party, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I mean,
just give a donation and.
Oh, yeah, a donation. You know how that is in politics. A donation. You know. Said, "I didn't know gangs had presidents."
Gangsta grandma. Yeah.
Indeed, alliteration is fundamental. Said, "That sounds like some dystopian graphic novel type shit. Kids with chains and shovels." And it's on Netflix. All right, so that is, let me look again at the name. What is it?
Cleverman.
Cleverman on Netflix. And Michael Wright again, my favorite Negro couple.
You're lying to me, Michael Wright.
We gotta wear our dashikis on the program.
We do.
You know, something I noticed, when we have the dashiki, I don't know if you notice it, but like when I have the dashiki on, white people treat me like my time matters.
Yes.
And now, I mean, there's probably that factor of it where it's like they just want me to get the fuck away from them looking like this in their suburb, right? Because this is not how, I mean, how many black people are walking around the suburb in a fucking dashiki?
You.
And you. And nigga, that's two. Try to make me alone. See, light-skinned niggas always want to try to step out of frame. Oh, hell in there. Nah, nigga, you was there with a head wrap on. The hell you talking about?
No, I think that because, like, this is, like, a relatively Republican area. And yeah. So there's, like, a sort of different, because you're so dark skinned.
Yeah.
There's, like, a very different approach to Africans versus black people.
Oh.
So they're like, oh, well, you must be a foreign African who came here, which means by default you have a better work ethic and you're inherently more respectable than the regular Negroes that we've kept here for 500 years.
Oh, fuck.
That's probably what that is.
Fucking Phoenix with the analysis, man. Phoenix with the fucking analysis. Okay, I'm gonna step away from white on white crime for a moment. What, ma'am? Why are you color darkened? So you know light-skinned niggas are more sensitive. Be careful how you talk to them. that's knowledge straight from what's that rapping fella? Kodak Black.
I feel like they're intact right now.
Light-skinned people are more sensitive. Yes, I'm quite sure that T-Boss felt like Mac-10 was being very sensitive, if you remember that fucking case. Oh, yeah, light-skinned niggas. Real, like, Dr. Dre ain't that dark. Ask women that he's encountered if he just comes across as very fucking sensitive. Alright? Was DJ Quick being sensitive with MC8 on the Dollars and Cents record? I'm just trying to figure it out. Does RZA from Wu-Tang Clan, does this come across as very sensitive, ma'am? Somebody tell me something. Redman from New Jersey? Very, very sensitive.
T.I. is sensitive.
Or like when Obama said, we tortured some folks. Ah, he was so sensitive on that one. God damn.
Fucking, how gangster do you have to be to torture people? It happens.
And then Condoleezza Rice, the level of gangster you have to be to just be a black woman Republican in the Bush administration, that's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gangster. I'm too gangster for all you other motherfuckers.
Ben Carson is sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, light-skinned niggas are sensitive.
Ben Carson ain't light.
He's not dark.
He's not as dark as me, but he's in the game.
No.
You think Ben Carson's light, folks? Everybody disagree with Matt.
If you ain't dark skin, you light skin. There's only two and it's a binary.
She said, are T-Boz and Mac-10 still married? I don't know. Should I hope not, man? I hope her ass is out of there and safe, yo. He said, sir, stop yelling in the presence of your light skin woman, please. We're going to come on your podcast and yell at you.
He's dark skin. He can handle it.
Ah, fuck, he can. He can. Michael Wright could take it. All right,
man. Just clowning me. Like, I told you about the biggest on Twitter was making fun of me when they heard the podcast.
What?
Because, you know, some people from Twitter now follow the podcast, and they were listening, and they were like, we were trying to, you know, figure out what you sound like, and then we heard your voice, and we're like, oh, you light skin with long hair, and when cops come, you're the designated spokesperson, aren't you?
Ew. I was
like, fuck y'all niggas. Fuck y'all niggas.
They used to try to do that shit with me in the suburbs. And I was like, guys, I'm fucking black. Like, that's the thing. Like, there really are ignorant white people that just don't know any better. Where they're just like, nah, man, you talk better than the rest of us. And I'm like, they don't care what comes out of my face. It doesn't matter. Oh, man, I used to hang out with those old hip-hop potheads. Right? Now with the way the program's going, I don't even want to cover these. Yeah, I got like four of these, man. All right, folks, just know, you know, I'm not going to cover them just because the way the program's going right now, and I don't want to fuck that all up. But like, folks know, I get my news stories. So, a Lake County cop surrenders on a rape charge, all right? A cop who sexted a girl, sentenced for child pornography. Right? And come on, load up, motherfucker. Former cop. They love putting former. Former cop gets 17 years for a raping girl who went to report a crime.
Oh, wow.
Right? Go to the police. The police is be your friends. Mm-hmm. And suspects accused of raping a woman to teach her a lesson about dating black men.
Whoa.
Yep.
Hey,
nigga, can you please remind these motherfuckers?
Mr. Man Camp, don't get it confused. I'm in the attic with the lantern trying right through the flu. Sick of the sick, trying to find the right mood. Cause all I see is blood on the walls, dripping right on my shoes. There's blood stains on the bathroom sink. Mixed drinks, bloody murder, turn your bathroom pink. I'm cutting right through every vein and every artery. The pain became a part of me to the point I
down, splitting targets like an archery. My bloody Valentine, put a hole where it's hard to be. Tell them cancel Christmas, take the lights down, it's dark to me. These niggas are bitches, hit the court, LA Sparks to me. I'ma give them ditches, pitchforks, graveyards to sleep. I'm a brave heart, Mel Gibson, this how I'ma speak. Fuck everybody and they mama, that's what I'ma teach. Dump everybody in the water with piranhas deep. And they'll never find them, if they do, they've been gone for weeks. Decompose, I compose, up a little murder show. Lights off, curtain closed, then I'ma let the burner go. Blood on his wife and his mama, furthermore. This amazing sick camp, Crystal Lake, murder flow. Everything you heard before, just don't cut it. Now we back with razor blades and alcohol that we can guzzle. Mr. No Brant, you can feel my nature. Rise through the ceiling, puffin' tailors and some tailors.
That's what happened on a Friday night. Bloody prints in your bedroom, I'ma try that knife. A lot of people had to die that night. I gotta eat, so that means you gon' fry that.
My name is Bernadette Devlin McAllister. Mumia Abu-Jamal's deep and resonant voice has been silenced and censored. I will read to you one of his illuminating commentaries, written on the occasion of Nelson Mandela's visit to Philadelphia in 1993. Its message is still relevant today. These words were handwritten in a solitary confinement cell by a man awaiting execution. Mumia begins with a passage from Mandela's speech that quotes Frederick Douglass. What to a prisoner is the 4th of July? At a time like this, scorching irony, not convincing argument, is needed. Oh, had I the ability, and could I reach the nation's ear, I would today pour out a stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire. It is not the gentle shower, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, and the earthquake. The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be roused. The propriety of the nation must be startled. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and its crimes against God and man must be proclaimed and denounced. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all the other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license. Your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. To the slave, your shouts of liberty and equality are hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety and hypocrisy, a thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour. End the quote. Frederick Douglass, on July the 5th, 1852. July 4th, 1993, saw African National Congress President Nelson Mandela in Philadelphia, quoting this Frederick Douglass speech as he accepted the Liberty Medal along with South African State President F.W. de Klerk. If the joint presence of Mandela and de Klerk were not enough to stir controversy, then the award presenters, Philadelphia Mayor Ed Rendell and U.S. President Clinton, certainly stoked controversy amongst radicals. Hundreds of black Philadelphians, while certainly admirers of Mandela, took umbrage at de Klerk's presence. Although we, the awarders, are known as we, the people, Philadelphia, the actual everyday people of Philadelphia had little say in choosing the Liberty Medal awardees, and less say in rejecting the widely unpopular honoree de Klerk. The choice of Liberty Medalists was not made by the people, but by corporate Philadelphia, big business. Why? Why were the people, many of whom had worked for more than 20 years against apartheid and for Mandela's release, frozen out? Their protests against de Klerk all but ignored. When the African majority takes power in South Africa, US big business wants friends there. If one reads the names of corporate sponsors of the Liberty Medal, it sounds like roll call of the Chamber of Commerce, Unisys Corp, Pennsylvania Bell, and the like. Mandela, who has not voted in a government election in 74 years, and de Klerk, president by way of an election counting only minority non-black votes, has only the hope of liberty. No more. The white majority in South Africa has done its level best to stifle African liberty for 300 years. the African majority, even after the awards, still isn't free.
You don't have to be in who's who to know what's what. For example, if a tiny group of Wall Street bankers, billionaires, and their political puppets are allowed to write the rules that govern our economy and elections, guess what? Only bankers, billionaires, and puppets will profit from those rules. That's exactly why our land of opportunity has become today's land of inequality. Corporate elites have bought their way into the policymaking backrooms of Washington, where they've rigged the rules to let them feast freely on our jobs, devour our country's wealth, and impoverish the middle class. There's good news, however. A growing grassroots coalition of churches, unions, civil rights groups, citizen activists, and many others is organizing and mobilizing us to crash through those closed doors, write our own rules, and reverse America's plunge into plutocracy. Called Take on Wall Street, the coalition's structural reforms include getting the corrupting cash of corporations and the super rich out of our politics by repealing Citizens United and providing a public system for financing America's elections. Stopping too-big-to-fail banks from subsidizing their high-risk speculative gambling with the deposits of us ordinary customers, making them choose to be a consumer bank or a casino, but not both. Instituting a tiny Robin Hood tax on Wall Street speculators to discourage their computerized gaming of the system, while also generating hundreds of billions of tax dollars to invest in America's real economy. Restoring low-cost, convenient postal banking in our post offices to serve millions of Americans who are now at the mercy of predatory payday lenders and check-cashing chains. This is Jim Hightower saying, to learn more about this campaign and its reform agenda to democratize America's financial system, go to www.takeonwallstreet.org. Takeonwallstreet.org. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
I quit my job this morning. I don't want to work no more.
I ain't working for $5 an hour.
Yeah. Fuck McDonald's and Taco Bell. That modern day slavery.
Hell no.
It's knocking on my front door.
I don't fit in the corporate world, man.
Get you a big fat sack of yayo. Can't see my kids, can't see my wife. Yeah. Can't see a way to control my doggone life.
Hey man, break it down, party. Super tired, pencil.
I got fired up a dope spot. I'm an employee. Hell cooking yeah. Crack like a black chef, Boyardee. Got meth, speed, whatever you need. Zigzags come free with a bag of weed. If you want some sherm, you gotta talk to her. Skinny black dude with the real long perm. Laptop computers, rap CDs, Motorola phone, Sony color TVs. I got the porno taste in the back of the car. You get it free when you buy a hot VCR. Got gas and D's.
So, just the bad fucking stories that I'm just not gonna get into. We're gonna stick with the theme, right? You know.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
And then just
dear
the last.
Somebody hand me a glass.
And just the last one. A rape victim is told she has to have sex with a police officer if she wants her attackers arrested. That one was in India. Hmm. All right, yeah. Not just America. I get cop rape stories. So one of those is out of Jamaica. Get a bunch out of Africa, India. Mm-hmm. Them niggas out there in bloody England and that whole business.
Yes.
Yeah, man, shit is fucked up. All right, what the damn? This nigga looks like Billy.
Yeah,
let me go ahead and bring that up on the on the screen for the Facebook Live viewers. Because what in the blue fuck is happening here? There's something happening here. It's a creepy white man that needs a cold beer. All right, so this guy
looks like our neighbor.
Yeah, with a mustache, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he shaves his whole fucking face off, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't think he has any fucking facial hair.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a tattoo on his face, I don't
yes,
think.
Yes, he
does. He
does?
He has a teardrop?
I'm pretty sure he does, yeah.
He has a teardrop.
Yeah.
What, did he kill his self-esteem? Well, like, is that what he killed to get the teardrop? Like, get the fuck out of here. That shit. All right, so that guy looks like a fun time.
Mm.
Now, back to fucking... You just type in Florida.
I do. Yeah. That is actually one of my searches is Florida news. There's my, Texas news, Florida news. Those are some of my searches.
Oh, man. Oh, yep. See, Josephine Loco said Ben Carson's in the game. Fallon said, I don't think Ben Carson thinks he's black, though. Michael Rice said, you already did that, sir. I do a lot of things. Sharmika said, see, light-skinned niggas are sensitive. What about Tiger Woods?
Oh.
He was sensitive when he got... What was he, drunk driving or whatever the fuck?
That was medication, like painkillers or something.
Damn, nigga, what, for his back?
Oh, maybe.
Damn. I don't know if he thinks he's black. He does now.
Yeah, I think he knows he's black after that incident, because the same day that they put his mugshot up, to be like, Tiger Woods arrested, they had a fucking picture of Michael Phelps doing a photo shoot outside of court where he got convicted of a second DUI wearing a suit. Like, same day, same paper. I was like, fucking really? Okay.
Sharmika Loco said, please, let's talk about cops and sexual misconduct. Many of them use sexual violence as a weapon against women, especially those working in the sex trade. Oh.
Well, Kamala Harris is on it.
Come on to our archives. We be covering that shit. Haven't updated it on the website in some time, like 2 or 3 months now. Yeah. But yeah, we have an ass load of those stories, man.
Yeah.
A bunch of those stories. Over here in Gainesville.
I think she's from like Finland. She's Nordic, something like Finland or Norway or some shit. Very tall, blonde, Tiger Woods ex-wife.
Oh.
She's like fucking Swedish or something.
One
of those Viking countries.
Alright, so he went with the light-skinned version of white people. That's what I consider that to be. And of course, you know, like, there was some...
white for light-skinned Negroes.
Yeah, there were some niggas in the thread that just didn't want the thread to happen at all. I wanted the thread to be funny. Like, I expected people, because this shit amuses me. Like, fucking, like, white people politics with each other is some of the funniest shit you ever want to see, man. Alright, so, Gainesville. A man was arrested June 22nd, 2 days after accidentally shooting another man with a pistol, then having a witness drop him off in a Walmart parking lot. Why there?
I don't know. Because it's Florida, because he just shot someone. I don't...
Just drop me off in a Walmart parking lot. You know, because now I have plenty of space to get away if the police come after me. Like, you understand, a Walmart parking lot is like a fucking football field.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to duck behind. There's no corner to run around. You're in open-ass motherfucker space. The whole Rob Kardashian thing. For us on revenge porn, there's no such thing as revenge porn. It's an attack.
We should
do a separate episode of that.
Yeah, I can answer your question. Hotops are applauding him because they hate Black China because she wears weave and makeup and has had plastic surgery and is a thought and has, like, tattoos and stuff. So she is not actually, like, a real queen. She's just a horrible, horrible, you know, bedwench. So therefore, this is her... reward or just desserts for, you know, getting in bed with the white man and living that unwholesome life, basically. That's why they're applauding him.
You see, them niggas hate black women. And, like, and you'll have the ones that'll be like, well, you know, I'm married to a black woman. And it's like, yeah, but you don't like her. And, I mean, colloquially speaking, you don't love her. You just like having a trophy that you think is supposed to be one of the things that you should have as a man in this society.
Yeah.
But you actually strongly dislike black women, including her.
Well, the thing, though, like, Hoteps need to have wives because they're all about that nation-building shit. And if you don't have a wife, you can't have sons.
Well, not even just Hoteps. You know, like, the whole Tariq Nasheed crowd. Yeah. Basically, really, I keep saying Tariq Nasheed crowd. He is of a crowd. He's a voice in a crowd, which is a crowd of two people. Neely Fuller Jr. and Francis Cress Welsing. Those two, and then, like, all their people under them. And it's, like, niggas of that crowd, which aren't all Hoteps, but, like, they are those... They have that misogynoir. They are fucking black conservatives. They think respectability politics will save them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them aren't even consistent with that, you know? Yeah. Like, if I may this is the best word I got, they like to act niggerish too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Russell, Jesus Christ, Michael Hannigan, 34 of Gainesville, was handling a .3 caliber pistol. I don't know guns well enough. What the fuck is a .3 caliber pistol? Mm. You only got 3/10 of a caliber? Is that how that works?
I don't know. I haven't seen .3. I wonder if that was supposed to be a .38 or something and it's a typo. I don't know.
They need to recalibrate it. And it was on June 20th when he accidentally shot Shane Russell, age not released, in the torso. Russell asked Hannigan and an unnamed female witness to call 911 as a felon. As a felon, Hannigan feared he would get in trouble for having a gun, refused to call 911. Instead, Hannigan and the witness put Russell in the back seat of a car so they could get him out of the area.
What the fuck?
Okay, white on white crime. According to Hannigan's arrest report, the witness drove Russell to a nearby Walmart and dropped him off. During the drive, Russell called 911, begged for help. Russell told the 911 operator he feared he was about to die, police said, and despite hearing Russell's pleas, the witness still dropped him off in the Walmart parking lot and immediately left. Where are you going? They're gonna catch you and put your goofy ass back in jail.
Oh, Jess said it is a 30. All right. I didn't know they made 30s. Good to know.
Ah, yes. 30 calibers. That's actually a pretty good amount of calibers. Like, once you start to go above or below 30, you know, things get a little wonky. So you definitely want to go with 30 calibers. Right? You're into guns.
Thank you, Jess. Yes, but I would like a 40.
Phoenix likes guns.
I want a 40.
A 40?
Yeah.
Maybe they got some old English across the street. I want a 42. 40s are good. 40s are good for you. Good for you. Good for me.
Oh, my
good.
God.
Real good. All right. Tastes good. Really does. Real good. All right. I don't know what I've been told, but I like my English fucking old. All right. What are we talking about over here? On June 22nd, police identified Hannigan and the witness. Really? Authorities said Hannigan had hidden the pistol inside a speaker at his house after his arrest. You really want your music to go boom, 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 don't you?
Mm.
Fucking Hannigan admitted to accidentally shooting Russell and that he had been drinking alcohol when he shot Russell.
Really?
Authorities said.
Really? I would not have thought alcohol was involved in the making of this story.
Oh, man. I will tell you all
oh
off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That video, though. Oh, yeah. I got a bunch.
What the fuck? Florida man sits on gun, shoots self in penis. Watch thief in electric wheelchair zigzag through crowd to escape Walmart. Wait, do they actually need the wheelchair? Or did they just take it?
It appears to be an elderly person.
Wait, you can't do that. I'm not watching that one. It seems like I'm laughing at, you know, like it seems ableist, right?
Because they're stealing stuff. They put stuff in the basket of the thing and just took off, and people tried to stop him, and he was like running people over.
What?
Yes.
Man, fuck that, man. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna fucking do it. I'm fucking looking. Damn it, that's the thing about the internet, man. Like, so much shit that I'd probably never look at, and I'm like, you're sitting down already, and you're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Why did Jess ask if that person gave themselves an inexpensive vasectomy?
Police are searching for a sticky-fingered scooter rider who they say filled up a basket with goods inside a Walmart, then made a dash for it on wheels. The theft at the Tucson...
Oh, my bad, I paused it. Wait, what the fuck is going on here?
Police are searching for a sticky-fingered scooter rider who they say filled up a basket with goods.
This nigga said sticky-fingered scooter rider.
Yes.
She wanted to say that.
Yes.
That was... All right.
Inside a Walmart, then made it on wheels. The theft at the Tucson, Arizona chain all caught on surveillance camera. Several people tried to stop the man as he zigzagged through the crowd. At one point, the thief pinned one of the store's employees against the wall using his battery-powered chair. Two choppers tried to push the scooter away from the woman when the man made his escape. Police say the suspect wanted in connection with another theft at the same Walmart store. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Be sure to watch Inside Edition.
Told ya.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
Told ya.
I'm not dealing with this.
You already did.
You know, on this program, we used to cover some serious issues. Like, I used to come on this program, I used to be like, let's talk about the patriarchal bargain today. All right, now let's talk about NSA reform. And all right, now this episode, we're going to be talking about tort reform. Now,
we still do cover serious things. We just spent the entire beginning talking about serious-ass news stories.
This show literally is just nothing but the old sound bites now.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
It's that now.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show. This show is so reverse racist.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. Negroes doing Negro stuff.
That's
what we are, yes. Negroes doing Negro stuff.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is that what we are? Should we show? She says, so how would you describe your podcast? Like, oh, niggas doing nigga shit.
Yeah. Ah, man, I'm not taking your show notes anymore. Do all the show notes, man. Like,
it's
when's the last time?
Wednesday.
We haven't covered an environmentalism story. Jesus Christ. Since what? Since Donald Trump broke the Paris deal. I think that was our last environmentalism story.
I think we covered a toxic spill after that. Or what? No, an oil spill because the Dakota Access Pipeline is leaking.
Damn, that was fast.
Yeah, I believe we covered that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. A Russian native.
Oh, that's only funny because he's Russian, so it's like an actual Russian news story.
Wild monkeys charge a family? What the fuck is going on?
Y'all see how he's acting wild and shit? Like, why? What's going on with these stories? Like, it's not fucking Wednesday and that's not our silly day.
I think it's... I had a good, bad day at work. Nah, it was a good... Nah, because, you know, because I went in there and busted my ass and we fucking got the shit cracking. And I actually didn't need any help from the fucking senior operator today. I just fucking rocked my shit. And then motherfucking upper management gonna come in there and ask me a trick question. Because, we get clogs in our machines. Tangent. We get clogs in our machines... And you want to use, like, a wire and a hammer to, like, pull the shit out with the wire and then bang the shit out with the hammer and clear out the clog. And they're going to ask me a true question and said, hey, where's the coat hanger at? And I was like, I'm not supposed to have coat hangers in here. We use a wire from the mechanic's office. Mm-hmm. And it's like, good answer, good answer. It's like, I'm 34 fucking years old. I follow the rules at my job because I have bills and shit. I think I'm going to be up in here fucking just doing it wrong deliberately.
Hmm.
These fucking guys. So, this guy. This guy's living the life. So, he's a 38-year-old feller that he had to go on down to the hospital. And he was taken there by a woman. And that woman told the police fellers that he was sitting in his Nissan Altima by himself, and then came into their home on Freedom Crossing Trail, which is a great place to live.
The jokes write themselves.
Freedom Crossing Trail. Yeah, some freedom crossed his trail in a panic and ran straight to the bathroom. You embarrassed nigga, you ain't wanna tell it. I pruned my tree. She said she followed him and saw that he had a gunshot wound to his penis. So she took him to the hospital where he underwent surgery. She said the man told her he sat on the gun, which accidentally went...
How the fuck do you sit on a gun?
Dad, that's not what happened. You're lying, all right? Like, just even letting my imagination go. Like, even if your penis was that long, it would really just be an injury, like, grazing the helmet.
Mm.
Right?
I bet you he just didn't have a holster, was trying to be like, put it in his pants and sat down too fast.
Yeah, he was doing some other shit, talking about I sat on it. No, you were playing around. You were probably trying to scare the little Negro children passing by.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm a cowboy.
We got your number, boy. the fuck do I be talking about? So she said the man told her he sat on a gun, accidentally went off. Police were called to the hospital just before 3 in the a.m. Because of the gunshot wound. Now, investigators found that the man was convicted of cocaine possession in 2004. That's what you should do to white people. Dig up their past.
Yes.
It's possible he will be facing charges for possession of a firearm because he is a convicted felon.
I would just like to point out, so he got convicted in 2004, but he's out already for cocaine. Niggas be in prison for weed longer than that.
There's wild monkeys out here in Florida.
Okay, damn, that video just auto-played. No chance for a segue there. Let's just go right the fuck into this shit that Phoenix puts in the notes.
One right there. Guys, this is Florida. There are, like, no monkeys in Florida.
It won't let me bring the volume all the way up.
Guys, this is crazy. Yo, this is insane. Guys, check this out. Oh, there's baby ones. Baby ones. Oh my god, there's like a whole family.
Why are y'all trying to get close to the monkeys? Stop it.
Oh my god! Guys, the monkeys
are fast! You better go!
Oh my god!
They use all their limbs to run!
Guys, they just got attacked by monkeys! Oh! Run!
Fucking Ben will be like, this is cool! Let's take pictures!
Run!
Dude, they have teeth! Go use them! Run! Go, go, go! Run away, white man! Run away! They're gonna get you! Holy shit!
What's wrong with you?
Oh my god!
Oh no!
They're gonna surround you! They're gonna flank them! They're gonna flank them!
Yo, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Give it 5 minutes if I can work it.
Here they come! Oh no! He's monkeys are smart, they attack the genitals!
Mom! Are you crazy?
Holy shit!
See, this is one of those moments where you watch this and be like, but white people scared of black people walking across the street, but you fucking, look at the monkey chasing me! Okay. Okay.
Russian native busted for drugs. That's this guy coming up on your screen on the old Facebook arena. I don't like that he shaves his beard how I used to shave mine. Like, exactly, with a little dip in the middle and that whole shit, and no mustache. Like, I used to do that exact same deal right there, and he bit it, and then he took this horrible mugshot with his goofy fucking face, looking like an Italian Slim Shady. I don't like this guy.
He's Russian, and
he looks like an Italian Slim Shady. Ma'am.
Oh, Jess asked if you would drop the link for the monkey video.
Drop the link for the monkey video. So I need to reopen closed tab. Podcast listeners are like, man, fuck your video show. I hate you.
Y'all can get in on this.
Yeah, I mean, my shit's public, yo. My Facebook page is fucking public as all shit. Alright, let's go ahead and paste that and hit enter instead of the little red button down there. Before I fuck that all up again. That is a high level of fuck up a tree. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Alright, so we're in St. John's County in Florida because Phoenix puts a lot of effort into finding these stories.
Don't judge me. You just can't fucking get away from News 4 Jax. Like, it's just fucking, it's too good. Because as soon as you look at one, they're like, related news. You might also be interested in. Why, yes, News Jax. I am, in fact, interested in that.
I bet people that work there are like, I don't have to work for the Onion. Like, I have real shit. A Jacksonville man... who was born in Russia, was arrested on drug possession charges after a crash early Wednesday morning on the US-1, the St. John's County Sheriff's Office said. Now, according to the arrest report, one of the responding deputies smelled marijuanas in a 28-year-old Kirill Gromov's...
Kirill.
Kirill?
Kirill.
kill real. He keeps it real. Keep real. Kill real. Kill Bill. I don't get it. Why is his name weird?
Because he is from Russia. That's a very common name over there.
Russians, get your names together. You need real names like Jamal and Devante and Lakeisha, Shanika, Tanika. Get some real fucking names. Quit with this kill real shit. Stop it. And Gromov. Stop that. Get a real name. His SUV, and they noticed a safe inside the vehicle. This nigga just mobbing around with a safe. What the fuck kind of action movie do you think you're in? Nigga, you ain't Jason Statham.
It could be like a Russia thing about to happen, you know?
Oh my god.
In Russia, action find you.
In Russia, I wonder if just a Democrat just made this. Like, so somebody was just like, get a story about a Russian. Fucking Gromov opened it, and the deputy saw small pieces of marijuana in it. In the arrest report. What the fuck are small pieces of marijuana? You mean little buds? Small pieces of marijuana. Makes it sound like broken plastic. The deputy then asked Gromov to scrape out the remnants and throw it on the ground, which he did, according to the arrest report. So you know what that does? That takes away from the full weight. And if, like, the weight is part of, like, what adds to your sentence, he's taking time off of his sentence by doing that.
Yep.
That's like, with this one motherfucker, a white nigga named Jennifer. I don't blow up niggas' last names, but this, like, they left her shit sitting out in evidence outside of the bag, so it dried out and lost all its weight, and they just dropped the charges. It became so light. Yeah, and she walked.
Wow.
Yeah, gotta be white sometimes, man. Shit's awesome. Deputies said a search of the rest of the SUV turned up two containers filled with marijuanas in a backpack, hundreds of pills that included Xanax and ecstasy, a baggie of cocaine, a loaded handgun, and ammunition. Damn, he was on his way to the fucking to the Democratic convention, nigga.
I just like the fact that he has a safe in his car, but he only kept a couple buds in the safe, but kept a gun, Xanax, cocaine, and ecstasy randomly throughout the car.
So that must have just been the regular stuff, the shit in the safe. That was that good shit he got from Snoop, nigga. He was like, nigga, I only smoke this on Yom Kippur, nigga. It's that proper shit. Gromov, the Russian version of Brumman, who's a convicted felon, was booked into St. John's County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Considering he rolls around with that much money and product, he probably has connections that can get that bond.
See, you want to mock me, but look at this. What is this? More headlines. Traffic stop leads to discovery of mobile meth lab.
Hey, yeah, see, there you go.
And that's why I never get off this website.
That's right. Meth on the go. that's like the new gut truck, right? The fucking meat truck outside of warehouses. Like, if the warehouse is just like all white dudes working there, let the meth truck pull up. Hey man, come on, I need something to make me finish this shift. I got 3 overtime hours coming up. Come on,
yes.
Buddy.
Oh, by the way, Fallon, yes, we have heard of the Proud Boys. They're silly. A bunch of them follow me on Twitter.
The Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm. That is the, remember that bass stick man guy? The guy who dressed up like a fucking knight when Antifa was showing up at, like, anti-Trump protests.
Oh,
and he was hitting with a stick.
Fuck.
Yeah, like, there's, like, now an entire fucking sect of what the fuck ever. And right, alt-right shit. And they're called the Proud Boys, and they are the military arm for self-defense of Trump supporters.
That's not even trying to make sense in your title. The military arm... A self-defense for Trump supporters.
Yeah.
If Trump supporters are American citizens, they already have a military.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying you're for self-defense for people that attack other people. Like, Trump supporters are constantly and consistently documented launching attacks.
Yeah.
They never are defending themselves. Yeah. Never, not ever.
I know.
Nigga.
Yeah, so it's the Proud Boys and the Alt Knights. Ah?
I don't like these guys. And then, yeah. I guess,
I was going to read their little mission statement. They're a pro-Western fraternal organization for men. That's why they call themselves boys. For men who
refuse but we're boys because we're men. All right.
We refuse to apologize for creating the modern world.
I think you should, because the modern world is fucking climate change, you fuckface.
And he rejects the label alt-right and refers to themselves as alt-light because they think whites are important but don't necessarily require Western values. And they have a no wanks rule.
A no what?
No wanking.
No masturbating?
Correct.
That's nonsense.
But you have to be, like, angry and sexually frustrated to beat up Antifa, obviously. Everybody knows that.
No, you have to be able to fight to beat up Antifa.
Whoa, let's not get carried away, sir.
Remember, just as much as we want folks going to paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam and patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, there's this book, and it says by Octavia Davis, who was also Shermeeker Mason of the Black Girl with Glasses blog and podcast. Alright, this is the one taken from the Sea of Stars. I keep almost saying the twice. The one taken from the Sea of Stars by that colored woman right there. And Phoenix Kalita is going to rip through this. You're going to read this in like one day.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, Phoenix Kalita is going to tear through this book immediately. All right. All right, and you know what? I got Fallon Matthews' digital book. I should get Fallon Matthews' like physical book so we can flash Fallon. Like Fallon, you got physical books available still? I don't know if you're still there. But get Fallon Matthews' shit.
Yeah.
All right. So again, that's paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. I wanted to do the thing where I cut the episode up, but then I saw all those cop rape stories, and I was like, you know what? I haven't well-structured the episode enough yet to where it's like the 2015 Wine Cellar again. Mm. Where I remember 2015 Wine Cellar was a very well-structured, disciplined show. Mm-hmm. Right?
Shamika said that it's the first of a 3-part series.
That is... All right, so this... the one taken from the Sea of Stars is number one of a 3-part series. All right? And so we got some more books to get. And they go for, and she sells them on Amazon. And don't worry, it's not going to some corporation. Shermeeker gets the profit when you purchase it. All right? So do that. Do that. All right? And I think that will be your wine cellar. Everybody, be prepared to fuck off immediately.
Why?
Why? That's what they do. All right, so that's the Facebook Live audio ended. A-H. That's Aaliyah. You like Aaliyah. You're a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. All right. No freestyle. No freestyle this go-round. I got shit to do. I got shit to do.
You're just tired.
Like grab the microphone and rip your crew. What? I'll leave y'all niggas blue. When your body been too dead long sitting in the loo. That's what the homies in the UK call the bathroom. Oh, was that too soon? That's alright, I can make toilet jokes, toilet humor. Nigga, have you heard the rumor that Rob Kardashian put out revenge porn? But there's no such thing as revenge porn. There's no such fucking thing as revenge porn, fucko.